Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Manesh. This is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. But first, let's say a quick thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. International Coffee Farms owns and operates 10 specialty coffee farms in Boquete, Panama. These farms are divided into half-acre parcels, and they can be purchased for as little as $18,000. As a landowner, you'd profit from the cash flow generated by these properties in perpetuity. The idea of a safe, diversified offshore investment is intriguing to you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. Here on the weekend edition, we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. We have a great guest today. Unlike our usual guests that are full-time investors, full-time developers in the world of real estate, our guest today does this on a part-time basis. We're very privileged to have with us a senior corporate finance executive from Silicon Valley. Welcome to the show, Todd Saltzinger.
Thank you very much for having me, Victor.
So, Todd, you work full-time in Silicon Valley. You're a corporate finance executive. Tell me, how does doing real estate development fit in as a side hustle within, let's say, the grand scheme of your life and your portfolio management?
Well, I've been working for Silicon Valley startups for over 25 years and have built a great career around that, but also have a passion for real estate and wanted to find a way that I could do that while I was working full time and find a way to be able to help investors and people that I know that are interested in investing in real estate do that. So I think I've been able to figure out a way to do that while I'm still working at my corporate job.
We've got to know each other a little bit over the last several months, and I understand you've got a pretty neat project coming up outside Carson City, Nevada, that you're looking to develop. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
Oh, sure thing. Yes, my partner and I have found a four-acre parcel of land in Carson City that's in a great location, and we decided to develop a 63-space RV park and resort that will cater to short-term RV owners who need a beautiful place to stay while they're traveling.
And these are focused on vacations. Is it long-term, short-term? What's the focus?
It's focused on short-term. As you may know, municipalities are not interested in building new mobile home parks in their cities. And this will be zoned for tourist commercial, so it'll be up to 30 days that people can stay at the park.
And what's the attraction in the area? What draws people to Carson City?
Carson City is just south of Reno, Nevada, and just east of Lake Tahoe. And it's right along Highway 395 off Highway 50 coming from California. So as people are going east from California or west towards it and around the Lake Tahoe area, it's a great central location where people can visit Lake Tahoe, Reno, or casinos and ski areas in the area.
You know, it's tapping into, I think, what I see as a real trend. Having traveled myself through that area, I see a lot of RVs, whether it's folks going up to the Grand Canyon or Lake Havasu, or there's just so much activity. Even motorcycle clubs seem to frequent that whole area. So that sounds like it's got a lot of potential.
It does. And the RV park industry is growing. Some of the public companies like Winnebago have had record years. Thor Industries, that's the parent company of Airstream, had a record year last year. And we're finding a trend where it's not just baby boomers and maybe traditionally older people that you might find that are purchasing and traveling with RVs, but also some millennials are purchasing RVs to have that experience. So we're going to be able to tap into both of those markets as the RV market is growing.
So whether it's an RV park or any business, you've got to somehow manage to differentiate yourself in the market. I'm sure you're not the only one in the marketplace. How are you going to set this one apart from what's out there today?
We're going to focus on a resort type product where one of the things we liked about this location specifically was it had an existing warehouse on the property that we'll be developing into a clubhouse area where we're going to have bocce ball courts, fire pits, and a second floor viewing area that can look at the surrounding mountains. And in addition to that, make it a modern resort in terms of what amenities are necessary for larger RVs. And that's 30 and 50 amp power at the spots, places where they can do propane refilling, laundry facilities, and larger spaces that some older parks just don't have. And one of the other things that we're considering for this park is to offer vintage Airstream rentals One of the things that we happened when we talked to some of the business development people for Airstream was that people often go to the dealerships, look at the Airstreams and think, oh, these are great, but they run from between $60,000 and $130,000. So they often get asked, where can I rent these? And they don't rent them. So we had the idea that we'll be probably purchasing 3 to 5 Airstreams to put on the property where people can rent those for nightly rentals.
That's actually a brilliant idea. That's a totally brilliant idea. You know, if you, in fact, even if you marketed that as the place to rent an Airstream trailer, you could be overrun with traffic.
We're going to give it a shot. We think it's going to be something that can definitely differentiate us. And we're going to put those at the front of the property. So when people drive by, that's the first thing they'll see, and we'll hopefully bring them in.
You know, you could, in fact, even market that to all the Harley Davidson clubs.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's got tremendous potential. I love it.
Yeah, and I think in working with the Airstream dealers, they love it as well. When we brought this idea to them, they thought, oh, this is perfect because, again, they've got people that always want to rent them and they just don't have an outlet for it.
So maybe you should even consider some kind of affiliate marketing relationship with them.
That would be worthwhile doing. We knew the only preliminarily we did talk about possibly getting discounts, purchasing new units from them. So we're still trying to decide whether we want to purchase new or potentially find people that are restoring vintage Airstreams and renting those out. And we can do both of those.
I love that idea. Wow, that's got a tremendous amount of potential. You could really differentiate the park in that respect alone as a place where you could go rent an Airstream, where very few other places can offer that.
Right. And we really want to make this a cool, modern place to be. Oftentimes, we'll see RV parks in the area that are next to a freeway that look very old. And even those parks in the Carson City market in particular are often have over 90% occupancy. So we feel like if we have probably what we'll consider the nicest park in the Carson City area, that we'll have great success.
Wow. You know, in fact, if you took, and I know the idea behind this interview isn't necessarily to brainstorm, but my mind is just churning here. You know, if you're going to have a limited number of Airstream trailers, but maybe if you have other vintage things that they can rent, if the Airstreams are full, maybe they can rent a lime green vintage Vespa or something like that to tour around the area locally. There's other things that you could do that build on the theme that would attract a tremendous audience.
Okay. No, I like that idea, possibly having a vintage RV park theme.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Yeah, that could really set it apart. And it would definitely connect with a lot of the audience that travels through the Midwest. Like, could have tremendous potential.
Yeah, I think it's if when you drive by RV parks and again just see them next to a freeway, it almost looks like a beat up old mobile home park. That's not something we're shooting for. So we to differentiate ourselves with having a certain theme to it, I think will be really key for us.
Absolutely. I love that. So you still have a full-time job, and running a real estate business like any other business requires full-time focus and attention. How have you set things up so that you're going to have a sustainable business on the real estate side and still keep your full-time job?
Right. Good question. I think the biggest thing that is going to make that work is having a great team. I have a great partner, and we have a great team on the ground in Carson City. We'll have an on-site manager on staff to be able to obviously monitor the park and have a great team working to in terms of architects and the construction team to build it out. My partner is actually going to be, has recently purchased a trailer and will be living on site during the development process to make sure that everything's going well. And then following that, it's having a great team on the ground that I can still continue to do my day job and trust that the park's running well and that the project's running well, that's going to keep my investors happy.
So if someone wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
They can reach me at Blue Elm Investments, and my email address is Todd, T-O-D-D, at BlueElmInvestments.com.
Well, lovely to reconnect with you. We get to see each other every few months, and I'm excited about this project for you. You know, this is not necessarily the typical thing that we showcase here on the Real Estate Espresso podcast, because this is a little bit of a side hustle. This is not a major development or necessarily even a major full-time business, but yet it's an intriguing opportunity to do something, to deliver some value that's differentiated in the marketplace. And I wanted to really shine a spotlight on it because it's so intriguing. So And of course, before you make any investment decisions, make sure you do thorough due diligence on the deal, on the people, and on the market. For the listeners, have a great rest of your weekend. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.